We are inching days away from the announcement of the Oscar winners, and I was one of those people who was, I suppose, not surprised by the exclusion of James Franco as a nominee for the Best Actor category for his sterling performance in The Disaster Artist. You will remember that at the Golden Globes, he wore a button, Time Up or Time's Up. I can't remember whether there was an S or not. That was a very clear clarion call for people who are privileged to raise money and pool it so that people who are victims of sexual crime can have access to a fund so that they have legal representation to hopefully see convictions of people who have arrested them or raped them and all that kind of thing. Following that award, I suppose, collection from James Franco with that pin, a number of women said, "I was harassed by James Franco." Fast forward a couple of weeks later, and his name is not included in the Best Actor category when everybody was expecting him to be nominated because his performance in The Disaster Artist is truly, truly exceptional. Movie writer for City Press and managing editor of that very same publication, Gail Edmonds, joining me on the line now. Gail, his performance is extraordinary, isn't it?
It is extraordinary, and it's a really fine film. A great shame that he is also tainted. And, you know, it's difficult to know whether to see the film or not see the film. But in this case, it is a difficult question, and I think there are people we're going to have to cross off our list. But if we just talk about the film for the sake of the film, it is a very funny film, and you don't even have to have seen the source material, The Room, because it's very obviously intercontextual with it being based on this absolutely one of the worst movies ever made that's become a sort of cult classic. And I'll be honest, I actually haven't seen it. I think it's a very in Los Angeles joke, because apparently the billboard for The Room was up for 5 years, and it's sort of become a midnight screener all over the place where people throw plastic spoons at the screen and count out loud the number of times the sort of awful dialogue is said. So it's despite the fact that it's a very big in-joke, you can have not seen the movie at all, the original movie, and thoroughly enjoy this one, which is actually, interestingly enough, quite a family affair for the Francos, because it stars James Franco's brother Dave and Alison Brie, who's married to Dave, and Seth Rogen, who's James Franco's mate. So it's a very sort of incestuous production, and yet it works very well.
It certainly does. And my impression of the movie was that James was not in any way trying to take the mickey out of the character he was playing.
Tommy Wiseau. No, absolutely not. I agree. In fact, it was done with great care, because the character of Tommy Wiseau is very strange. I mean, you will have seen him now. He appeared at the Globes, and he's been on various talk shows. And he is a truly, truly unique human being. I mean, it would have been easy to just take the mickey out of him, but not at all. In fact, this becomes almost it's very funny, but an ode to friendship in all its weird forms, and to making movies in all its weird forms. And that, I mean, obviously the interesting thing about this guy is that Hollywood sort of rejected him and his friend. They went to Hollywood together to make it big, and of course neither of them did. And so they made their own movie, and their own movie was truly appalling, and yet it's sort of lived on in a weird sort of way. So you're right, he doesn't take the mickey out of him at all. He actually sort of reveres him as someone truly unique, with a vision that perhaps not everybody understands, but that seems to have got through anyway.
I mean, I don't want us to focus too much on that. I absolutely understand, and I absolutely get why it is that his name was excluded. I remember having a very sort of divisive conversation on this very radio station when, who is the black comedian who was big in the 80s, who we all love. He was Dr. Huxtable.
Oh, Bill Cosby.
Bill Cosby. When Bill Cosby was obviously first accused of all those sexual transgressions and really abuse of women, and people are saying, take away his Emmys. And I remember saying, he is a monster of a man, but he's a genius of an artist. And one has to acknowledge that in some way.
Yeah, I think it's quite an interesting conundrum, because I think each person must decide for themselves, like, do you separate or not? And it's true, it's a divisive conversation. I've had it myself over and over again, and I don't know what the answer is with some, and I think that it need not be, I don't know if it needs to be consistent. I mean, there's some people's films I probably will not watch again. But others, you know, I don't know what the answer is. It's difficult, because obviously their behavior has also led to other people's careers being shortened or ruined. So it's a very tricky thing. And it's, you know, if you go back in time, you start to get to a point where you actually have to exclude a lot of people for a lot of things.
True. I mean, I will be talking about this movie in the coming weeks, but I went to go see the previous screening of All About Money, where Christopher Plummer was brought in by the producer and director of the movie. It literally had to reshoot the movie in 9 days. And I totally agree with the reviews that Christopher is the best thing about that movie, quite frankly.
Isn't it interesting?
It is very, very interesting. And I mean, his nomination for Best Supporting Actor is most deserved. But Kevin Spacey had filmed that completely, like the movie was ready to be released, and the producers and the maker of the film decided that Kevin Spacey needs to be removed from any and every aspect of it.
And it's interesting that Ridley Scott did that. He just made that, and then of course, unfortunately, it got tainted with that payment issue where Michelle Williams was paid. So it's a very tangled web, and you know, sometimes you might not have read the latest allegation, and you see a film, and then you think, damn, I shouldn't have seen. I don't know what the answer is. It's very difficult. But hopefully now, with the Time's Up and the Me Too, and actually a lot more sort of visibility, perhaps we can just start cleaning it up so that we don't have to have these ambiguous conversations about what we can watch and can't watch. If people all just behave in a sort of humane way with each other.
At the risk of coming across as an insensitive man, because I am a man and I can only speak about this from a man's point of view as opposed to a woman's point of view. But one also has to note that in the hype and the overwhelming sharing and outpouring of the Me Too campaign, there were men who were accused falsely of doing things. I think here of Ryan Seacrest, for example. He penned the most heartbreaking of sort of columns, I think, for either Variety or Hollywood Reporter, one of those kind of things, saying this was devastating. I am supportive of women who find the strength, the courage, and wish more women would to tell their story. But you know, you almost got it from the other side, where you are falsely accused of doing something that has the potential of ruining your career. And I'm not suggesting in any way that these five women who are accusing James Franco are in any way confused about what happened.
No. I think the other thing with that false accusation is that I just have to make a note that it's very rare. It's not a regular occurrence. It's not something. It's not. There's sort of not a 50-50%. You know, it's sort of a 0.5%.
Yeah.
So I think that's the sort of proviso on that. Otherwise, it's very easy for people to leap behind that, you know, and say, oh, well, it could be. And I think that's one of the things that this has addressed, is that you used to need, and like in the Bill Cosby case, sort of reams of people to come forward before you would be prepared to listen to the women's side of the story. And I think slowly but surely, you don't need sort of great numbers against one man. You can now at least be heard as an equal, rather than you'll need some more corroboration for that, you know.
Yeah.
So I think it's an interesting time, and I do think that the momentum needs to be maintained, and ultimately, hopefully, it cleans up the way people interact with each other and how they use their power. In those situations,
the reality is that the Best Actor gong is going to go to Gary Oldman. There's absolutely no doubt about
that. Absolutely, so. I agree with you. I mean, James Franco, I think that the Golden Globe was well earned for this, and I see he was left out of Best Actor, but there are quite a few good performances this year, so it could well. You know, the Globe has 10, whereas the Oscars has 5.
Correct.
So I guess you could also say. But maybe, I agree with you, I think Gary Oldman for sure. And the last thing about the Disaster Artist I have to mention is the number of, you'll find Sharon Stone in there, And Melanie Griffiths, I don't know if you recognize her.
Good point, actually. I'd forgotten that for a moment.
Yes, and Megan Mullally from Will and Grace is Greg's, you know, the actor's mother.
Yes, yes,
and
yes.
It took me a while to clock on to her. So, and Sharon Stone was his agent, the sort of real hard-bitten Hollywood agent. And Melanie Griffiths was, I have to say, I was a bit shocked. I recognized her from her voice, not from the way she looks.
Yeah.
I was a bit shocked when I saw her, but it is interesting. It's got all these little cameos in it as well. So I think it's a real Hollywood movie made for Hollywood, but that anyone can enjoy.
It is hugely, hugely entertaining and hilarious. Really a wonderful, wonderful piece of filmmaking. If you can, I suppose, get yourself to a point where for a second you suspend the accusations that have been leveled against James Franco and do go and watch this movie, it is going to be worth every single cent and every single moment. Gail, without a doubt, next week we're reviewing Black Panther, right?
Without a doubt. Without a doubt. We can't wait. Friday night. I can't wait. I've got to get my outfit together. I can't wait. I'm going to the premiere. Afro chic. I'm not sure I can pull it off, but I'm certainly having a go.
I'd love to see pictures of that. Please share them so that we can share them with our listeners.
We'll see. I'll see about that.
Gail Edmonds, thank you very much indeed. Movie writer for the City Press. She was reviewing a very, very beautifully made and hugely entertaining film. That's The Disaster Artist, starring James Franco. James being excluded from the Oscar nomination, some would argue rightly, given the accusations that have been leveled against him.